Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. It is day, I don't even know what day it is anymore. It
we
is
lost
the,
count.
Yeah, it is the Up Camp podcast. Jeff Hathorn, Josh Rountree, and special guest Shelby Cassesi here at St. Vincent College. The final week here at St. Vincent. And a coach's nightmare day from the standpoint it's not 90 and hot. It was a player's day, where you didn't even really have to sweat. It was gorgeous from their standpoint.
We were talking to Craig Wolfley on the sideline, and he said in his 40-plus years of coming to camp as a player and as an analyst in his role with the team, there have been 2 days where he felt like he could wear a sweatshirt on the sidelines, and today was one of them. So that tells you how chilly it was and how much of a relief it was, I think.
Well, when Wolf played, there was no global warming except during camp.
Yeah, right.
It was 138 degrees every day.
It's a requirement. It's a requirement at camp to be ungodly hot, but I guess God was willing to look down on us today and say, you guys need a break from the humidity.
So nothing major today. There's no walkthrough. They went through a lot of film work this morning, looking over that film from Saturday night. And I guess the theme of the on-field stuff were guys working their way back from injury. Najee Harris, Chase Claypool, Deontay Johnson, getting back into the flow here.
Yeah, and that's obviously the best sign. I was curious after Saturday's game where you didn't see a lot of guys play, which was in some ways an expectation, but it's an interesting kind of predicament for Mike Tomlin, because managing these injuries is going to be something that it's just a little bit more different this year, especially with pass catchers and guys who are newer to the team or trying to form that chemistry with Mitch Trubisky, Mason Rudolph, Kenny Pickett. And so managing those injuries from here forward is a delicate balance between not overdoing it and also wanting to get your guys in game shape and making sure they're not cold come September 11th.
I don't think it's as much a concern for the starters right now as it is for the guys trying to make the team. Like those guys that are on the bubble and trying to figure out how to get back on this field, but yet they're also trying not to get injured. And then there are the people that you kind of wonder, are they looking for an injury settlement? Because you get a couple of those towards this time of training camp. But, guys that are in battles like Miles Boykin is now dealing with an injury. And even Calvin Austin, I don't think his roster spot's in jeopardy, but his opportunity now with this foot injury, and Anthony Miller with the shoulder injury, and he didn't even dress today. He was in a sling.
If you're a wide receiver that's a little bit lower on the depth chart, that's the last thing you really want. This is going to be a tough, tough decision, I think, for the people who have to make them in terms of which wide receivers are not going to make the 53-man roster. And it's something that it's one of those difficult situations that you mentioned. Miles Boykin, Carl Joseph is someone who Mike Tomlin said today that he's probably a little bit longer than day to day with a foot injury. He's someone that's battling for a roster position. And so those are the difficult ones. The difficult ones are the position battle guys. But then on the other side of things, the guys who you know are going to make the team, you want them to be game ready. And if they're out all of camp, that gets a little bit more difficult to do.
Feel bad for the West Virginia star, Joseph, because we just talked to him last week, and he had his first son a week ago, their family did, and he was excited. He felt healthy finally, and that this was going to be a great opportunity. He goes down early in that game on Saturday. I would say of the guys that stood out to me, Pat Freiermuth had a big day. He is working his way back. He has gone through a couple of team drills, or did go through a couple of team drills last week. But he made some nice catches and had the prettiest play of the day on that 7 shots on a really nice throw from Kenny Pickett.
He was one of the more noticeable guys I saw today. And kind of to the same point, you want him to be able to make that chemistry with Mitch Trubisky. You want him to feel game ready and comfortable. And so it was good to see him make that progress. Tyson Alualu was back doing team drills. That was really a nice sight to see, too. So, yeah, it was the kind of theme today was a slow but hopeful return from injury for a lot of these guys. And, you're just hopeful that it's managed well and that they're both healthy and in game shape. It's difficult to do maybe at this point because you have two preseason games left, and you'll go obviously into regular practice in Pittsburgh, but last couple of days of camp.
It's interesting. I looked out at one point at practice, and I saw Ogunjobi, Alualu, and Hayward out there, along with Watt, along with Minka, along with Levi Wallace and Akella Witherspoon and Terrell Edmonds and Bush and Jack and Spillane. And it kind of felt like a defense, and it really was a defense's day. The defense, it tilted in their direction out here today.
And I think a pretty big factor in that one was Minka Fitzpatrick. You know, he's a playmaker regardless, but he had a pick six today, and that was, I think, a big deal, a big pump-up moment for the defense. But the thing is that on Saturday, you really didn't see the starting defense whatsoever. Miles Jack was in there, Robert Spillane, you saw some Devin Bush too, Cam Sutton, a couple of those guys were out there. But when you don't have T.J. Watt and Cam Hayward and Larry Ogunjobi and, I mean, Minka Fitzpatrick, yeah, that's not your starting defense. That's a lot of holes that are there. And so to see those guys progress a little bit more, where they're seeing a bit more action in camp, you wonder if maybe this Saturday you'll get a chance to see them a little bit more.
I think the corner battle is still very much up for grabs. Of course, Witherspoon missed a lot of time because of that stinger or that whatever that injury was, they didn't officially say, but he was back at full practice today. The middle linebacker position. Mike Tomlin, you were part of Mike Tomlin's scrum today. I don't know if he gave any clarity of it other than it's still a competition.
He said it in the most Mike Tomlin way possible, but essentially what I took from it, someone asked, you know, is the Devin Bush, Robert Spillane position up for grabs in terms of who's starting? And he responded something along the lines of, both guys have varsity level talent, but based on what's transpired, you could reason to believe that there is competition among both of them. So take with that what you will, take from that what you will, but to me that says, yeah, this spot's up for grabs.
And a quick note about the defense as well. You know, we've said a lot about George Pickens, and understandably so, and rightfully so. Witherspoon had a really nice play in the back corner of the end zone, and from a secondary standpoint, they played pretty well against these receivers. Deontay Johnson was back full. He said that he really wasn't. It was just kind of a few days to rest and relax. And, you know, we saw drills earlier where Chase Claypool and George Pickens were doing drills together, and it's like, wow. If those two can find consistency, this could be a special unit.
I was actually doing some reading online, and there was an article I saw. I can't remember what outlet it was from. It wasn't from a national outlet, but it essentially said, are people sleeping on the Steelers' offense? And it's a good question to ask simply because of the pass catchers they have and because of Najee Harris, who can, of course, do both. But it is something that maybe people are overlooking, and if you think that if Chase Claypool can have his best season of his career so far, him, Deontay Johnson, Pat Freiermuth, George Pickens, throw Calvin Austin in there, Najee Harris as a pass catcher, that's a scary group.
And Najee Harris was back in part of team drills, not all of them, but part of them. Jaylen Warren ran with the first team. He was the first tailback out there for seven shots today. The quarterbacks, I don't think any of them distinguished themselves one way or another. I mean, the two-minute drill ended on a Kenny Pickett interception. Mason had another near interception, and Trubisky was unable to complete the two-minute drill. So there's some more bad than good, which obviously speaks to the defense having a good day.
Yeah, they did have a great day. And when it comes to the quarterbacks, you know, nothing we have always felt for the last, you know, whatever it's been since Mitch Trubisky has signed on with the Steelers, that he was destined to get the starting role to start the year. That was no more clear to me than on Saturday when he was in for two possessions. That's pretty much the most manageable way you can put a starting quarterback out there, unless you give him the Ben Roethlisberger treatment in the preseason. But as we've talked about, this battle between Kenny Pickett and Mason Rudolph, it continues to get tighter and tighter, and you thought maybe Kenny Pickett got a little bit of an advantage on Saturday night, but Mason Rudolph remains the most experienced quarterback on this team when it comes to being with the Steelers, of course, and he had himself a good night Saturday. So this is one of those decisions I'm glad I'm not personally making, but it's one that remains tight. And yeah, you know, Mason Rudolph had a better day in camp. Kenny Pickett throws an interception in practice. It's a back and forth, maybe more so than people realize.
Kenny Pickett was the second quarterback on the field for seven shots, because I know people want to read into that. And we'll find out more on Thursday when Mike Tomlin talks to us, if he goes into detail about his quarterback rotation, if there is a chance that Pickett runs as the second quarterback this time in this second of three preseason games. We'll continue our coverage here. Up camp at St. Vincent College through Thursday, and then they break camp, go to Jacksonville, and then the rest of it is back in Pittsburgh. For a special guest, Shelby Cassesi, Jeff Hathorn, and Josh Roundtree, up camp with the Steelers, and you can catch all of our coverage at 93.7thefan.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.